The bushes crashed ahead of them. Boys flung themselves wildly from the pig track and scrabbled in the creepers, screaming. Ralph saw Jack, nudged aside and fall. Then there was a creature bounding along the pig track toward him, with tusks gleaming and an intimidating grunt. Ralph found he was able to measure the distance coldly and take aim. With the boar only 5 yards away, he flung the foolish wooden stick that he carried, saw it hit the great snout, and hang there for a moment. The boar's note changed to a squeal, and it swerved aside into the covert. The pig run filled with shouting boys again. Jack came running back and poked about in the undergrowth.
"Through here!"
"But he'd do us!"
"Through here, I said!"
The boar was floundering away from them. They found another pig run parallel to the first, and Jack raced away. Ralph was full of fright and apprehension and pride.
"I hit him! The spear stuck in!"
Now they came, unexpectedly, to an open space by the sea. Jack cast about on the bare rock and looked anxious.
"He's gone."
"I hit him,"
said Ralph again, "and the spear stuck in a bit." He felt the need of witnesses.
"Didn't you see me?"
Maurice nodded.
"I saw you, right bang on his snout. Whee!"
Ralph talked on, excitedly.
"I hit him all right. The spear stuck in. I wounded him."
He sunned himself in their new respect and felt that hunting was good after all.
"I walloped him properly. That was the beast, I think."
Jack came back.
"That wasn't the beast. That was a boar."
"I hit him."
"Why didn't you grab him?"
"I tried."
Ralph's voice ran up.
"But a boar!"